Thank you very much, Noah. I think the microcosm that sums up this game, Duke from the floor shot 44%. Syracuse's lucky number on a day that was about Syracuse setting this attendance record once again in the Carrier Dome. Syracuse just falls short, and it was Duke's day, 75-65. How about the breakout game for R.J. Barrett, solidifying himself as possibly a top three pick in the NBA draft? Absolutely unbelievable. Alex O'Connell added 20 points for the Blue Devils on 6-for-9 shooting. A nice day for O'Connell. Looking at the Syracuse side, you had five players who scored in double figures. Tyus Battle leading the way with 16 points, but that was on 17 shots. And then down the road, missed free throws. In the second half, the Orange made 10 free throws, and they missed seven. A really back-breaking loss for SU, coming off a big win against Louisville on Wednesday, and the road only gets tougher from here in the ACC. Speaking of the conference, let's take at a couple finals from around the league. Notre Dame fell to 20th-ranked Virginia Tech, 67-59. Earlier, number 3 Virginia edged out 18th-ranked Louisville, 64-52. And 8th-ranked North Carolina crushed number 16 Florida State, 77-59. We'll have more on the Tar Heels, Syracuse's next opponent, and looking back at the post-game highlights right after this. You're listening to WAER.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by our members and our sponsors. Mountain Dew. Do the Dew.
We all find value in public radio, and research shows that 82% of listeners are more likely to take advantage of a business or service they've heard about on WAER. So if you enjoy listening to this station, why not consider having your company become a program sponsor as part of your marketing and community engagement efforts in the upcoming year? Contact me, Jennifer Weeks Oseda, at 315-443-5254 today.
Mountain Dew. Do the Dew.
Hi, this is David Gans, host of the Grateful Dead Hour, the weekly audio postcard from the wide musical world of America's best-loved band. Join me for the Grateful Dead Hour, Saturday afternoons at 5 on WAER, your local NPR station from Syracuse University.
Sugar Magnolia, blossoms blooming, heads all empty and I don't care.
So my baby down by the river.
Now back to Orange Overtime. You're listening to Syracuse Men's Basketball on WAER.
Back in the Carrier Dome, wrapping this one up, I'm Connor Federico with you. 75-65, number one Duke gets its revenge against Syracuse. 35,000 people plus in attendance tonight. That set the stage for the rematch between Syracuse and top-ranked Duke. While the Blue Devils flew out to a 12-0 lead in the first meeting, it was an Orange player who connected first tonight.
Into a long two off front rim, no good. There's Pascal Chukwu, offensive rebound, kicks out near wing, three on the way for Howard, and it is good. Frank Howard gets the party started with a triple. Orange on top, 3-0, 19 minutes ago, first half.
Two heavyweights entered the dome to fight, and no punches were held. Duke trailed by 3 points early, but it just wasn't the superstar freshman making the plays for the Blue Devils.
Trey Jones gives off R.J. Barrett, scurries his way down the lane, kick to the corner, O'Connell, three on the way, it's good. And that'll tie this contest back up at 14.
Through the first 20 minutes, neither team led by more than 5 points, and different players took over for different stretches. With the Cuse up by just one, someone from the Orange's bench made his impact on the game.
Long outlet pass ahead to Dolezal. He goes up with the right in transition. What a finish by Marek Dolezal out in front of the pack. Here's Dolezal all the way to the cup and a right-handed tomahawk slam. What a play by Marek Dolezal. He's got the Orange fans on their feet and SU with his largest lead of the game at 5.
WAER's Tyler Aki on those calls. Marek Dolezal scored 6 in the first half for the Orange, but SU's offense was balanced. On the other side, Duke had a one-player takeover.
Reddish bounced to Barrett, spins his way in the paint, working on Chukwu. A magician shot, a layup on the left block is good. He put Pascal Chukwu in the spin cycle. A pretty play there from the freshman R.J. Barrett.
Barrett had 17 first-half points. Duke led for just 1 minute at the break. Syracuse kept the pressure on the Blue Devils as the half winded down.
And
Bounce down low, Brissett finds Chukwu, who throws it down with two hands. What a find from Brissett to Chukwu to lift the lid off this Carrier Dome today. Orange on top, 32-27, 60 seconds to go, first half.
Syracuse took a 34-29 lead into the second half, but the Blue Devils quickly flexed their number one ranked muscles. SU's advantage fell to 2. Duke had the chance to tie or take the lead.
Feed inside, blocked from behind. Delorier had it knocked away by Dolezal. Follows his own miss, misses again. Delorier, another offensive board. Kick out O'Connell, a three in the corner, and he sticks it plus the foul.
Alex O'Connell wasn't done there. After another three gave Duke its largest lead of the game, a whole 4 points. Syracuse needed an answer, and it was the seniors who stepped up to make a play.
Frank Howard in the lane, lob up top, and Chukwu's there to slam it home. The Howard-Chukwu connection burns Duke again, and the Orange within two, 48-46, 14 on the clock.
But the lead swung to 6 for Duke, and Syracuse answered. Then just 2 points ahead, one future lottery pick fired back for the Blue Devils.
It's 5 seconds to shoot for Duke. Reddish has it. Barrett's going to have to put it up from the left wing. Deep ball goes down. The freshman silences the crowd.
Noah Eagle on the call for the second half. RJ Barrett has sometimes sat in the shadow of Zion Williamson, high-flying flair. But tonight, the ACC's leading scorer showed he can carry the Blue Devils.
And a rebound for Reddish. Here come the Blue Devils with numbers. 4-on-1. Jones up top, and Barrett slams it home with the left hand. Trey Jones, the facilitator, and Barrett has 30 points.
The burst of offense pushed Duke to the finish line. Syracuse never came back within one possession, and the Blue Devils survived the Orange's upset bid.
The Blue Devils come to Central New York, ranked number one in the country, and get their revenge. The final score from the Carrier Dome, a capacity crowd of over 35,500 fans. The number one team in the country, Duke Blue Devils, win 75-65 over the Syracuse Orange.
There you have it, a 10-point win for Duke. They come into the Carrier Dome and upset a crowd, a record-breaking crowd north of 34,600 people in the Carrier Dome tonight. After a little two-game homestand for Syracuse, next up for the Orange, they go on the road back to North Carolina to play UNC, who's led by a couple of key veterans. Frankie Vernowski takes a look.
In UNC's toppling of Duke 88-72, Tar Heel seniors combined for 58 points. The main attack, Luke May and Cameron Johnson.
Brooks, who's a good passer for a big man, into May, dips in that shoulder a little bit and knocks down another one. And Johnson beats Barrett to the bucket. Cam Johnson and Luke May are off to big starts tonight for the Tar Heel.
And it's a slow death by the hands of May and Johnson. Neither of them will kill you from three. They both combine to make only about 4 threes per game. But in the paint, they make shot after shot after shot.
And an easy two at the other end for Luke May. Brooks misses the dunk, but there for the follow is who else? Luke May, who's got 14. May over Barrett, and how about that soft touch on the turnaround?
He is one confident player right now.
But still on May, who cuts, takes the pass, and two more for Luke May. He's got 22.
May and Johnson together shot 61% against Duke. May finished with 30 points, Johnson with 26, as they carved up the Blue Devils.
Johnson, what a pass, and the lay-in for Kobe White. Carolina basketball at its best. Pull up by Cam Johnson, and another soft touch as May and Johnson are just lighting the Blue Devils up. Look at the jubilation for the seniors. They go out with a victory, and what a job those seniors did tonight for the Heat.
Syracuse and Carolina last met in the second round of the ACC tournament last year. And you can bet Luke May and Cam Johnson were doing their thing.
Hands off to May, turnaround shot, up and good, plus the foul. Luke May up to 6 points. And the first team All-ACC player can make it 7 at the stripe. Inside pass, Cam Johnson, 3, swished it. Right on cue. Another big jumper for the grad student. And Carolina leads by 13. It's their largest lead of the game.
Here come the Tar Heels. Bounce pass down low. Cam Johnson, right block layup. Off the glass and good. And it's all Heels. They're up by 21 points.
The Orange have never beaten this senior class for the Heels. In fact, they haven't beaten UNC since 2014. Frankie Vernowski, WAER Sports.
Luke May and Cam Johnson have been a dynamic duo all season. The two together average about 32 points a game, and thanks to ESPN for sound used in that piece. All right, we've got a couple of thank yous to hand out before we go, but first, our next broadcast is of Syracuse men's lacrosse tomorrow at against Army. Countdown to faceoff is at 3:30, game time at 4 o'clock. Before we get to our next basketball broadcast, Pepsi player of the game tonight, it had to be for Duke, R.J. Barrett, 30 points against the Orange. He shot 40 of 20 from the field, and without Zion Williamson, R.J. Barrett making his mark on this game. Our next basketball broadcast, you just heard Frankie tell you, Tuesday, February 26th at North Carolina. Countdown to tip-off at 8:30. That game time a little late, 9 o'clock. Couple of thank yous to hand out. Jonathan Hoppe producing this game today. Jack McMullen running the board as our engineer. Carl Moglein and Gil Gross running radio replay. Thank you to them. And, of course, a big thank you, as always, to our entire WAER Sports Desk. You know you have a lot to say about this game. Syracuse taking Duke right down to the wire, losing by 10. If you want to talk about it, call into the double overtime, 315-443-2011. 315-443-2011, where Max Chadwick and Cooper Boardman are waiting with the start of the double overtime.